We up to Siman Tov Test Seif Hey, which is page 548. If you place an Eruv in a particular place, we're still discussing the halachos of an Eruv Techumim. If you place an Eruv Techumim, which is a food item, of we'll see more what exactly it is, but it's a something which contains enough food for two Sudas, then you can be Kodesh Misa there, as long as you put it there before Shabbos. And you've got 2,000 amas from there, even if you personally are elsewhere. As long as you're 2,000 amas from the Eruv Techumim. Kol HaManiach Eruv B'Mokim, if you place an Eruv in a particular place, Yesh Le B'Mokim, Eruv Ha'aba Amas, you got 4 amas from that place where you placed the Eruv. What does that mean exactly? Lefichu, therefore, let's see. HaManiach Eruv Techumim Shaloi, if you put an Eruv Techumim Besoif, HaTchum at the end of your Tchum, at the very edge, 2,000 amas from where you can, say in our case, you're in Edgeware, and you put the Eruv Techumim exactly 2,000 amas from your house, so that's by that path up L Street, exactly 2,000 amas. Veniskalgil, but now what happens is that this food item moves, it rolls off a little bit. What's the halacha then? It rolled off, it's not where you placed it, and now it's beyond the 2,000 amas. What happens now? Pesach Abba Amas, if it's within 4 Amas, Talochis, there is an Eruv. It's an Eruv. So if it moved and you rolled 2,004 Amas away from where you are, then it's okay. Chutka Abba Amas, but if it moved more than that, then an Eruv, it's not an Eruv. Mishnah Berurah does qualify that, and he does say in Sifkot Nechof, when he's calculating me by Yom, he must have moved before Shabbos came in. If, what would be the halacha if the Eruv moved after Shabbos came in? Well, then the halacha is that since it was a perfectly valid Eruv when Shabbos came in, and the Eruv moved more than 4 Amos, and it's now 2004 plus Amos away from, yes, nevertheless, it doesn't matter because it's all according to where it was when Shabbos came in. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nechof. Sifvav, we mentioned that in Shir a little while ago, over the Eruv Oinisav, what happens if the Eruv got lost? Oinisav, he got burnt. Imagine that. He got burnt. Or perhaps he just moved away, was pushed by the wind. He rolled off, it's now further away. It's not in its right place. Or he was tumah and it became tumah. So what's that? If this Eruv, it was perfectly fine when Shabbos came in, then it's okay. But if this happened, he got burnt, he got ruined, he became Tomei, all that happened before Shabbos came in, an Eruv, it's not an Eruv. But after, if this incident happened after Shabbos came in, it's a perfectly valid Eruv. Shekhniyah is an Eruv Benashmosh, because it all goes according to Benashmosh when Shabbos comes in. Im Sofik, what happens if it's a Sofik? You're not sure. Kosher, then it's kosher. She Sofik or Eruv Kosher. If we're in doubt, you can be lenient. Vehu Shi Eloiches, because kosher, that's as long as we know he was kosher last Shabbos and a while ago. Kegoin Zeh, such as, Sheni Chesham, he put an Eruv there, and he's not sure when he actually became Tom. He's not sure when he got lost. He's not sure when he moved away. But if there's no cheskes kashus, I never know it was fine. You never know if he actually was there. You're super about it. You never know that he was at any point particularly. You never know, you don't have an established fact that it was kosher at one point, then it wouldn't be a kosher Eruv. So Rabbi Yisai, what would be the halacha of the moldy jam? What would be the halacha of moldy jam? If you go there on Shabbos and find that it's moldy, then the halacha probably would be that same as here. That it's like, it's not edible, it's no good. But you don't have to keep checking. If you know that it was fine for a few weeks, you can assume that it continues to be fine as well. Okay. Siv Zayin. We move on with Siv Zayin. How do you actually do the Eruv? If you want to go beyond, if you want to go at the end of your Tchum, or Besoy Choy, Velach Shechshom, Zeu Ikem Mitzvah Soy. This is the Ikem Mitzvah. Zeu Ikem Mitzvah Soy. Vafilu lo yoma. Even if you do not verbalize and say, Shvisa si bim koimi, my Shvisa is in my place. Elo. Only Hechshech Shom, if you just stay there when Shabbos came in, Vishasek and they were quiet. Loi Shono, it doesn't make a difference. Mishu Itzim Beboys Vilach Shom Atchum. It doesn't make a difference if you left your house and you were there when Shabbos came in. Loi Shono Mishu Bobedech Vachosh Chloi, or you were on the way, you didn't come from your house, but just happened on the way that you just ended up there. Koine Alpaim. Amabloy Amira, you acquire 2,000 Amos when you are there, 2,000 Amos, when Shabbos comes in, Bloy Amira, without actually physically verbalizing anything. What happens if you don't want to bother going there to get the 2,000 Amos? Yelech mi bodyoy, then you can go on Friday, v'yanech shamozun shtesi, this new place, food for two meals. Kol echad echad gifim ezoyna. So 1 second. So we need to just say and clarify what we've learned now in Siv Zayin is that ideally, if you want to get to, really what you could do is you can go to this 2,000 Amos beyond Edgware, and you could just be there on Friday night when Shabbos comes in. You could be there, and you don't even need to say Shvisosi b'mkoyim just by klotzing there, by just being there. That will make it that. Because Friday came in, you were there. That will make your acquisition of your tchum from there. You therefore got 2,000 amos from there into all directions. Now, it doesn't make a difference if you come from home or you're on your way from boom. It doesn't make a difference. Your 2,000 amos are there because that's where you were when Shabbos came in. Now, if you can't be bothered going there and you want to be able to walk to Elsevier on Shabbos, so what you can do then is the concept of Erev Tchumim, as we discussed earlier. And how does that work? If you wish not to be burdened and be there when Shabbos comes in, go when Shabbos comes in, before Shabbos comes in, and you place there mozon food seudas for two seudas, kol echot ve'echot kifim mezoinoi, everybody according to his appetite. Im uchoyle iravoson, if he's an ill person and he eats little, iravoson, a particularly hungry person. And he's going to eat loads. Shiuroi, its measurement is shtei seudois, two meals. Beinonies, in between, average. Shehem, which is shishabetim, which is six, the equivalent of six eggs. So it's not personalized. It's six eggs. And El Simon Shin Samaches. Mipas of bread. It can either be bread. Or Mikoldovo from anything. Shemishtatfin boy, Shutufim voice. Or any other item which is valid for Shutufim voice. As we discussed earlier, and I do believe that we discussed it. In Simon Shin Samaches, I do believe we discussed the concept of jam. Because that will suffice for many, many people. A bit of jam is something which is. Melaftim is a pass, something which helps for the something which you would have with bread. So it's something which goes with bread, and it's something which many people would want. You don't need a lot of jam for a lot of people. Ve'imuliftan b'chtei lechol b'chtei sudu sagid. You need to have the equivalent of something which for two meals you'd have. How much of that item you'd have for two meals? So jam is an ideal example that a couple of jug will get you really, really far. For Oema, and you say then, Bazer Eruv with this Eruv, Eyemuta, it will be permitted for me, Leilech, to go Lemocha tomorrow, help him out 2,000 Amos. V'choyze, and he returns after stating and saying this, V'lom Bevesoy, and he sleeps in his house. So what is the difference? Why over here do you actually need to verbalize something? Why is it? So the answer is because when it comes to being there, when you are in a particular place, when Shabbos comes in, then wherever you are, you get your 2,000 amos. If you're making an exception and you're not doing the default That's it. If it's not your default presence, that is Yutchum, such as by placing a Eruv Techumim somewhere, that's not the default, so then you can put food, and then you can, but then you've got to say clearly that that's your Mokum Shvisa, and the 2000 Amos start from there as opposed to where you are. After putting the Eruv there and saying those words, then Choyza, you return, Velom Bevesi, you can sleep in your house. Ve'afilu Achi, Moedin Oitchum Mokim Eruvoy, and you will measure then the 2000 Amos from there, Shon Eroyim, because we're looking at it, Ke'ilu Dor Sham, as if you actually, halachically, as you actually, that's your real living place. It's true, you're sleeping at home, but your real place is where you placed the Eruv Techumim. But what about the Talmidim, the pupils, who eat as the Balabatim by the Balabatim, Shebotem Besode, where their houses lie in the field, and they return Velonim, and they go home, they go, and their houses is in the Balabatim, which Shebotem Besode, their houses in the fields, but they actually return and they sleep in the house of their Rebbes. We measure the 2,000 Amos from the house of the Rebbes, because that's where they sleep, which is the main thing. That's really what they would prefer to eat, if they would be food there. So sometimes, this is an example of some that they're actually sleeping in one place, they're eating in a different place. So we're going to call it a sleeping place, because if they could eat there, they would. And this is the end of tonight's share.